Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Probably True. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes throughout, because it'd be boring otherwise.
Those of you that know me probably won't be completely shocked to learn that I use apps to meet guys sometimes. In fact, so many people use them now for so many different variations on meeting someone that it really shouldn't surprise us anymore. Some guys even like networking, and I'm still not sure what that is. Sounds disgusting. There is still, however, this idea that if you develop a relationship with someone, admitting that you met through an app somehow cheapens the whole affair, as if you can only really have a true relationship with someone that you met on the street or in a bar or, you know, face down in a sauna somewhere. I don't know. Who cares how you met? If you're into each other and things are going well, then that's enough, right? I personally once met a guy that I dated through a friend, by which I mean we met during a threesome. We were literally one on each end through a mutual friend. But that didn't mean that our dating afterwards was cheap or tawdry or anything. He was very sweet and we really enjoyed each other's company until he turned out to be a bit weird and then broke up with me because I was too healthy for him. But still, I'm not having any more of this, "Ooh, anyone from an app could be a psycho murderer. I could never meet anyone from there. You never know what they might be into." Because the truth is the same of anyone you meet anywhere. It's not as if mental people exclusively use apps to meet other people. In fact, some people I've met in bars, I think had I spoken to them on apps, I would have realised much sooner just how much of a nutter they were and I could have avoided them. All you need to do is take a few precautions, like making sure you get several pictures of the guy so you can tell that he's actually who he says he is, and that you chat for a while and get to know him so that you know that he's not gonna try and kill you and eat you, and you know, stuff like that. And if you're not sure about someone, meet them in a public place where you can leave politely if things aren't going the way you want them to. You don't owe anyone anything, and, well, I guess since you've come all this way, isn't a good enough reason to do anything that you don't want to. My personal app of choice is Grindr, mainly because it's the most popular, so it has more people on it. I even paid for Grindr Extra for a while, although I can't say I got a better class of shag out of it. I was hoping that with the monthly fee would come a ton of hotter guys that I hadn't been able to see previously and that, you know, they in turn could disappoint me in new and interesting ways, but apparently not. Just the same old guys. Just as disappointing. Although recently I met the team working on Blued, which is sort of an Instagram crossed with Facebook but for gays, and the whole office was staffed with beautiful, stunningly handsome men. Some of them were actual models. I was there for an interview and I had to keep reminding myself not to flirt too much. I don't think I tried it on with the gorgeous Frenchman who was interviewing me, but he did laugh at one of my jokes and then everything went a little bit fuzzy for a while. I didn't get the job, or his number, so anyway. You'd think with so many apps and so many people using them that by now we'd have somehow worked out a basic set of rules of manners for talking to people online, but apparently not. So here we are with me presenting my handy guide to using dating apps like an actual grown-up who is worthy of human company, possibly even a relationship or something disgusting like networking. First up, read the profile, all of it. If that person isn't for you, don't message them, obviously, and don't ask a question unless you've checked that the answer you're looking for isn't already in that profile. Having someone ask, "So, what are you into?" when your profile tells them exactly what you're into is like when you're applying for a job and you upload your CV and then on the next page you have to fill out all the boxes explaining what your work history is, even though that's all on your CV on the previous page. And the effect is very much the same. It makes me hate you and not want to fill the position you're offering, if you know what I mean. And, for the record, my profile says that I'm looking for adventure, excitement, and really cool things. Second thing, and very much in the same vein as with a job application, don't send dick pics. Ever. It's a dick. We all know what dicks look like, and however much you love this one dick in particular, I'm just gonna think it looks like a dick. I'm not saying don't send sexy photos. I'm all for those. As many as possible, in fact. But that's the thing, a dick isn't that sexy, especially not on its own. A nude photo where I can see some skin but not everything is so much sexier than just a close-up of a disembodied wang. Get creative with your photos. You know, a well-placed teacup or an inventively framed mirror shot is much sexier because it looks like you've put some effort into it. tease me a little with almost showing me everything, but keep a little something back for when or if we actually meet up. It's much sexier and it keeps me interested. You know, just whapping it out in the middle of a conversation is a bit of a mood killer. If I'm flirting with you, it's because I'm attracted to you as a person, not whatever it is you've got lurking in your pants. Which brings me to the third thing. Flirt. Be chatty, be fun, lively, be interested in what the other person's saying. Ask questions and actually have a conversation. Starting a conversation with, "You're close," isn't a good idea, by the way. No one is turned on by thinking that the call is coming from inside the house. And if you're not interested in someone, say so. Do it politely, obviously, but there's nothing wrong with saying, "You're not my type, thanks though," instead of just ignoring messages or giving grunts instead of replying properly in the hope that someone will go away. And don't keep someone hanging on for a whole afternoon when I could have just had a wank and got on with my day, for example. I suppose the main thing I'm trying to get across here is that everyone using the apps is a person just like you. Well, not exactly like you. Some of them might actually be psycho murderers, but mostly they're okay. And I'm also sick of hearing that apps are killing the dating scene. Lazy people are what's killing dating, just like forever. Some people are always just going to want to bang, and others are going to want to meet a soulmate and fall in love. There's plenty for both, and everyone who's in between. Recently, the hashtag #datingishardbecause was trending, and that's bollocks. Dating isn't hard, it's fun. Just calm the fuck down a little bit, maybe rein in those expectations. No one's perfect, and it's unlikely that you're going to meet the love of your life the very first time you try. But if you just relax and enjoy yourself a little bit, you might meet someone that you actually quite like. Much like everything else, you get out what you put in. So if you approach it with the intention of chatting with some people and possibly hitting it off with one or more of them, then it's probably going to go a lot better than if you just run up to someone and drop your pants, you know, hoping that they'll go, "I must have you right now." A good guide for the whole thing, like dating in general, is not to think of it like some kind of robotic transaction. Use Grindr, meet person, have sex, never speak again, repeat with a new person. I've known guys like that who just want to get their end away, and as soon as they're done, they're pulling on their clothes and heading for the door. Just grunt, squirt, "Where's my trousers?" The whole thing should be more playful, more fun, from the flirting to the meeting up to the shagging, if you get around to it. And it is a lot more fun if you stop aiming for the end point, whether that's marriage or orgasm or just feeling better about yourself for a minute, and actually relax and enjoy what's going on at the time. Playful chat, playful sex, an actual meaningful interaction with another human being doesn't have to mean a long-term commitment. It just has to mean being a little bit honest with yourself and, you know, with other people too. It makes everything so much more enjoyable. And having a genuine interaction with someone doesn't have to be a scary thing. It sounds it, but if you're just a bit playful with the chat, a bit more playful with the sexy times, if you get around to it, you know, actually connecting with someone doesn't mean a long-term commitment. It can be a very short thing. It just has to be honest, you know, with yourself and with whoever else you're with. It actually does make everything a lot more fun. Even my mum's using apps nowadays, although thankfully with different objectives. She called me the other day and said, "I had to go on that Kinder the other day. I want impressed. It's nothing but a bonking app. I don't want all that. Not at my age. Can't be bothered. I'm going to have a go on that Plenty of Fish next." There's less bonking on that one because you have to pay, and that gets rid of all the bonkers. You do writing, don't you? You'll have to do my profile for me. Make sure there's no bonking, though. So now there's a very real possibility that my mum gets more attention on dating apps than I do, and it's thanks to me. Although I imagine she would have something to say if anyone sent her dick pics. Oh Christ, please don't send my mum dick pics.
That was Probably True, a storytelling series written and produced by me, Scott Flashhart.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.